Welcome once again to the All of Life podcast, where we are pushing the claims of Christ into every area of life. We are, as of now, being guided in our mission by the Proverbs. Wise King Solomon giving us Proverbs and showing us how to live this life. Today we're going to be talking about social order, community peace, and harmony. When you have a community of folks, either a family or a church or perhaps even a town, striving to obey God and love and forgive and exercise self-control, one of the fruits of that will be peace and order. If you're in a family or a church or even a town with peace, with order, with stability, with harmony, to any degree, count your blessings. Don't take it for granted and watch out for the troublemaker. He's introduced to us in Proverbs chapter 6, starting in verse 12. He's a worthless person, a wicked man. He goes about with crooked speech, winks with his eyes, signals with his feet, points with his finger. With perverted heart devises evil, continually sowing discord. Therefore calamity will come upon him suddenly. In a moment he will be broken beyond healing. We have here quite the character. The troublemaker is an apt name for him. He's got evil in all of his body parts, the mouth, the eyes, the hands, the fingers, the feet, and especially the heart. Evil from head to toe and evil all the way down into his depths. What is his essential skill? Sowing discord. Now to sow is to scatter or to strew about all over the land for one purpose, to see growth and then to taste of that growth, to taste of that fruit and of that harvest. What is it that the troublemaker likes to see grow? Discord, contention, strife. What sort of fruit tastes so juicy to the troublemaker? Discord, strife, contention. He loves to see folks fight, argue. He's a muckrake, constantly stirring up the sludge that has taken a long time to settle. He's adept at social media, quick-witted, back-talking, and fancies himself above it all. His face is known for maintaining a constant superior smirk. Have you met this guy or girl? Often folks really do just want to get along. They enjoy Sunday afternoons, walks in the parks. They enjoy their families and their friends and their festivals. They've got disagreements, of course, and differences, but they keep them tucked away, leashed like a slobbering pit bull. We're not talking about maintaining injustices here. We're talking about the love that overlooks some things and covers a multitude of sins. But the troublemaker loves to slink around, unleashing all the conflict. Let's have it out, he cries, with total disregard for the group's morale or the time and the tact necessary to work through complicated differences while maintaining the vibrancy of the community or the institution that they're all involved in. Nothing is sacred to him. He would tear down the foundations just to deal with small, itty-bitty problems. He's a rabble-rouser and loves to stir up the most simple, foolish, and emotionally unbalanced of the community, while he remains safely and coolly at a distance with plausible deniability. In our Proverbs, we're given a couple of signs that can help us identify this troublemaker. One, we got to look at his mouth. His mouth is crooked. He's consciously distorting the truth. He embellishes. That's one way to distort the truth. The other is that he selectively arranges certain details, not giving the whole truth, but selectively arranging parts of the truth in order to accomplish his end game. He's a half-truther and a whole liar. His questions are loaded. His words contain false assertions and evil assumptions, and he swallows whole things that would need to be proven. He's quick to attack and slow to think. He winks as well. Listen, this is the second one. He's got signals. He's got communications. He winks with his eyes, and he signals with his feet, and he points with his fingers. This is his interactions, his nonverbal communication to his followers, his simpletons and duffel puds that follow him around. He loves to point the finger, to single out. Look at that. Look at that. To demonstrate his superiority at the expense of others. To constantly be criticizing. He's a hypercritic who loves to point the finger. He has some concerns. And guess who is going to be the last to hear them? And by the time the concerns get to the proper people, the intended damage will already have been done. How many rabble-rousers and families and churches stop to consider just how evil their divisive behavior is to the Lord? The Lord is not pleased with contentious, strife-stirring, muck-rakes, insurrectionists. The Lord is not pleased with antisocial behavior. The Lord is practical, and He's not a perfectionist, and He calls us to sometimes cover a multitude of sins by love, to self-examination, and to chill out. So, we're torn here, honestly, because for one, this is not a great guy or a girl. Not anyone you want to be, not anyone you want to hang out with. But two, we sense, if we're honest, the desire in our own hearts, this rebellious, this desire for anarchy and insurrection against God's peace and order, we can sense that it dwells down deep in the depths of our own heart, and it can be painful to look into the mirror and see the troublemaker staring back at us. Solomon wants to warn us here while there's still time. Time to turn before calamity falls upon us, before destruction finally arrives. We need to go to the Lord and help and ask Him for help with self-mastery, with self-control. Ask Him to put a guard at the gate of our mouth and to not let anything that is not honoring to Him out of it. Get busy. Reject idleness. Oh, we know idleness is the devil's workshop. Stay in your lane and follow the calling that God has for you. And above all, learn contentment. Learn to appreciate. Learn some gratitude so that you can enjoy the peace and the order that God has already given you in your life, in your family, in your church, in your town. There's no need to make things difficult. I'm Brandon Neely, and I hope you have a great Wednesday. If you'd like to connect with me, I'm at BrandonNeely@gmail.com or on Facebook. Have a great day.